Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a fine and happy Monday here at the Gas Digital Studios. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, saying welcome to the zoo. Thank you so much to Shannon and Jorge in the booth, making sure things get done. And we are on time and running on schedule today. Happy MLK Day. And for Martin Luther King Day, of course, I have two great guests from the I Feel Fat Today podcast. It's our friend Kelly Taylor.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. And next to her from Super Sally Joe's, it's Joe Gorman.
What's up, Zach? Happy MLK Day, baby.
Happy MLK Day. I hope you guys are celebrating it in a bombastic and wonderful way.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
We're doing what the good doctor would have wanted us to do.
You left menthols out last night?
Yeah.
You left menthols out and messages from other women that weren't his wife?
Yeah. I'm dating black guys to nice. Honor him.
God bless.
Yeah, I'm wiretapping their phone.
Thank you so much for being here, guys. Let's get plugs right out of the way. Kelly, what do you want people to check out, my love?
Please check out my podcast, I Feel Fat Today. We have episodes every Friday on YouTube. Follow me on Instagram at Hello, This is Kelly. When I have shows coming up, I post there. Thank you.
Excellent. Mr. Gorman?
Oh, my gosh. Well, as always, you can find me online at Joe W. Gorman. I got my podcast I do with Alex Tomaselli called Super Selly Joe's. Please subscribe on YouTube. Also, in terms of shows, February 22nd, you can see me at Rodney's Comedy Club in New York. And link for tickets will be in my Instagram bio.
Fantastic. Follow me on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. All my dates on punchup.live/Zach Amico. And hey, if you like the show, do me a favor. Head on over to gasdigital.com today and try out our promo code ZOO. That's right, Z-O-O. Gets you your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat, the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas Digital shows, and most importantly, our bonus episode on Fridays. That's right, there's three of these a week. And if you want all three, you gotta subscribe. But regardless of how you consume the show, sincerely thank you. And I hope you enjoy the silly shit we do. All right, let's start with this. Jealous girlfriend allegedly throws 25-pound weight at romantic rival's head in wild attack at Texas gym.
Uh-oh. Babe can relate to that.
25 pounds, that's probably a deadly weapon, right?
That is a deadly weapon.
That's not bad. That's a little warm-up for your boy, but yeah.
It's more than you can look for,
I don't think so.
25, yeah, that's like what? Like,
it's a lot.
It's like half my dick size.
You measure your dick in pounds?
In pounds, yeah.
He's British.
Yeah. I go to the Whole Foods and I just plop it in there.
H-O-L-E.
Yeah. Type it in as an onion.
Yeah.
No, he goes to Costco and he puts in broccoli, but then he gets a PlayStation's worth of dick. So 25 pounds, what is that? Like, how much would an iron weigh? Like 10 pounds?
An iron's about 5 pounds, I'd say.
Five pounds?
Like, super heavy.
That's
25 pounds is like, it's like probably like two bags of groceries, 25 pounds, I'd say.
Yeah, but then centralize it to a weight. Yeah, that'll fucking kill
you. It's like 2 weeks or 3 weeks worth of laundry.
Okay, it's like the size of a bag of kitty litter, a medium-sized dog.
Yeah. Or a 5-gallon bucket. Okay, then that's perfect.
Or a small toddler.
Or a 25-pound dumbbell. Thank you.
Or an aluminum. That's like an eclectic kind of size.
Or a small toddler baby around 9 to 12 months old. Okay. All right, perfect. Shannon, let's see this video.
There's no video.
Damn.
I was going to say, that's
they're two bodybuilder-like women fighting over it.
All right, well, tell us about it then, Shannon.
Okay. And I can show you a picture of the girl who did it. This is nice. The girl who did it.
Sure.
Oh, shit.
Jim Batty.
Yeah, she probably, chucked it with some fucking oomph. It went through a wall and just had, an outline of a dumbbell through it. She threw it with such force.
She did this to a man?
Oh, yeah. It sounds like somebody that was sleeping with her man, right?
Oh,
yeah, that's at least what she thinks.
It's like when you come up to audience members after the show and you're like, he's with me.
Yeah, get the hell away.
Yeah, when they're like, will you please be my boyfriend? And I'm like, absolutely not.
When Thomas Sally's in the back
one. anyway, man, I'm like, you just sell the merch, dude. You don't leave that fucking table.
All right, Shannon, tell us about it, babe.
So she was at a 24-hour fitness in Houston, and she recognized this chick as somebody that her partner was involved with. And she said, bitch, I'm going to drop this 25-pound weight plate on you, and then threw it at her. There isn't, it doesn't say...
Pause. Now, that seems premeditated to me.
Yeah.
And, a weight plate is
when
like
you
that.
Specifically say the name of the weapon you're going to use.
Yeah.
When you go, intent. I'm going to drop this 25-pound. Not that she looked at her side and saw a weight. She went, I want the 25.
Well, she also said, I'm going to drop it on you. And then instead she threw it like a Ninja Turtle with a sewer.
Like a Frisbee?
I assumed she double overhanded.
Yeah.
Like Donkey Kong.
Yeah,
no girl. Offense, man.
The girl was all flat.
Yeah. She was just had a head and shoes.
Yeah.
All right, Shannon?
5 stars.
So I don't know. I don't think that it actually hit the girl at all, because there's nothing talking about injuries or the hospital or anything like that, but she was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
I had a feeling that was going to go deadly weapon.
Yeah. So I have two more pictures of her if you want to see. This is her after she was arrested.
Her face is smashed like a pancake and it has like a 25-pound imprint on her forehead.
Yeah, that's probably real jail time, right? Yeah. That's not a probation? Maybe you get one.
I think you get
one.
Awful situation, but man, for that guy to be pulling in two baddies simultaneously,
yeah,
that's a fucking victory for the boys.
I've never dated two girls who went to the gym.
At a 24-hour fitness,
Christ, highfalutin.
Yeah.
It also said that they assume that she was intoxicated during this incident.
Of course, she's drunk at the gym.
Yeah. That's the thing with 24-hour gyms.
Yeah.
The judge has prohibited her from using marijuana, possessing any weapons, drinking alcohol, or contacting the victim, and she has to stay 200 feet away from 24-hour fitness.
That's inhuman.
Joe self-imposed that.
No smoking pot's tough.
That's tough, man.
Man, you can't get fucked up or go to the gym?
Yeah.
Come on, you gotta get something. What are you supposed to do? Just sit in a fucking... This is solitary confinement.
Is that implying the weed made her aggressive?
Yeah, I think so. Well, she's probably drunk and then just also had weed in there.
Yeah, they probably tested and she just had all kinds of... They found a vape pen in her car or something like that.
I would love to know what time of day this happened at a 24-hour fitness.
I would bet...
Nothing good happens after midnight.
Late afternoon.
Mm. Yeah. Go to brunch and then...
Yeah. And then it was you know what? I'm going to go now. I'm going to go to... So sometimes if you're a little fucked up, you're I'm going to do this chore I don't want to do tomorrow.
So that when
I wake up tomorrow, the packages are all in already or whatever.
The boxes are broken down.
Yeah.
I feel this hangover already brewing. I'm just going to go on the Stairmaster for 15 minutes.
try to sweat
the poison out.
There was a girl I went to high school with who was... called Truck Face.
Nice.
She was from Jersey City. I think her real name was Jennifer. We had an influx of kids from Jersey City. We got a bunch of hood kids out of nowhere in high school. And she would drink at school. She's the first girl I ever saw really fight.
Oh.
She grabbed this girl. It was the first time it was a girl fight that wasn't just pushing and pulling hair.
Uh-huh.
She grabbed this chick by the weave, twisted it around her fist, and then just started throwing uppercuts.
Oh, damn.
Mollywop.
Oh, boy. She beat us.
Damn.
Dude, she came from Jersey City to show this Seahawk his bitch.
Jenny from
What's
the block.
Up?
Oh, yeah. She was a fucking...
Damn.
She was a monster. And she got kicked out. She got suspended for bringing a bottle of vodka and a water bottle to school, going into the weight room and trying to use two dumbbells, and she dropped them right on her head.
Oh, shit.
She literally went like this and then cracked her, broke her fucking head open.
Damn. Gotta have a spotter.
Yeah. Well, she was spotting after that. Yeah. She's seeing them. She was like super. She was the first person. Yeah. The first girl I ever saw fight and the first person I ever saw called Gatorade Juice.
Nice.
She was old school hood Spanish.
Yeah.
Damn. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's 5% juice. Gatorade.
Yeah. They have to even have a disclaimer like this. Not actual juice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had a couple. She was like my introduction to like meeting hood people.
Hell yeah. You never forget your first one.
Yeah. You don't mess with Jersey City broads.
She was a tough one. Yeah.
Nice.
I'm trying to figure, because the girl she beat up was one of the first two girls to get tits, which I've brought up many times. There any guy can name the girls that grew boobs.
Yeah.
Sasha Monovarde. It's funny every time. I don't know why real names are always funny. Yeah. Shannon, who was the first girl that grew tits in your high school?
I do remember her first and last name. I'll just say her first name, though. It was Romina.
Yeah. Oh.
Bensonhurst, Brooklyn.
Dude, Jorge?
Kimberly Sanchez.
Dude, every guy knows.
That's so funny.
Every fucking... Dude, Jorge, who is your guidance counselor?
I don't know.
See? Dude, every fucking time. Dude... Guys can list the first five girls that grew tits. Who is your 10th grade homeroom teacher? Nothing.
Yeah.
So funny.
All right. Ohio sheriff defends nauseating warden burger fed to inmates in solitary confinement. How bad could it be?
Yeah. Like a urinal cake?
I bet it's just really...
It
gray meat.
It looks like one of those Krabby Patties when it's up close and super detailed.
Yeah. Yes.
Like just perfect and pristine.
And listen, if you've already reached solitary confinement, oof. I think you made a few lefts when you should have made a right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you have the right to complain about the food the government gives you.
There we go. Yeah, I don't want my tax dollars going to Chef Boyardee.
Am I becoming an old conservative?
I think so.
I think that's what happened. It's impossible to smoke weed and do podcasts and age gracefully and not end up becoming wildly conservative.
If I had to pay off my student loan, so do they.
Yeah, I really...
People are too soft today. Not enough people are miserable.
I really just fall right in. Yeah, you just... The seat defines you.
Yeah.
I honestly,
my dad beat me, I'm going to beat my kid.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
The fuck?
I got to see how bad this burger is.
Yeah, let's see the burger and then we'll judge Shannon.
It's what a burger.
I'm going to tell you the ingredients first, and I'll show you the picture.
Okay.
Two whole beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, sesame seed bun.
I think that's close. So it is a fiber-heavy slop consisting of tomato paste, flour, dry milk, oats, beans, ground turkey, cabbage, carrots, potatoes, onion, celery, garnish with a dash of salt, and then slap between two pieces of white bread. And this is what it looks like.
Oh.
Damn.
I feel like that might be the healthiest thing an inmate receives.
Yeah, that seems like something like a fitness influencer would be like, I actually don't miss hamburgers because I have this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If aliens had to... make people food.
Right,
To keep us alive.
Yeah.
That, I feel like, would be, patties out of all these things that they need.
We've analyzed, like, the feces of these humans, and we've noticed these ingredients primarily show up in the common diet.
Yeah.
So
we've
made something
this fat podcast host must eat a lot of blood.
That looks like what comes out at the very end of the human centipede.
Yes.
It's just been processed and processed. Nice.
It does seem like futuristic almost.
Yeah.
It does.
Like, we're not eating to eat. We're eating to, just...
But you know what I didn't see in that list of ingredients that Shannon read? Red dye number 5.
Yeah, that's true.
Partially 40. Hydrogenated soybean oil.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like they're eating better than I am, man.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess
RFK
it tastes
Jr.'s
like shit,
happy.
But like,
yeah.
Yeah, you're fuck. They're gonna keep you alive. They don't gotta keep you happy.
They guys gotta keep you like working, because like, what is the American prison system but industrialized slavery?
Yeah, of course.
You know,
I'd rather have a feeding tube.
Yeah, because like these inmates, they have to go on like those giant hamster wheels for like 6 to 7 hours a day to power the internet at these for-profit.
Just making license plates, man.
Yeah.
Then I don't know.
If I was,
it depends. I'm such. So this is where I guess my left and right kind of cross. I only feel like that for violent crimes, or like if you hurt a kid.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Tax evasion, like fucking smoking weed.
Yeah.
I would even say drug use, because that's as libertarian as I. That's one thing Dave said to me years ago that stuck with me, was like, you own your body. Like, you should own the. If there's one thing we inherently own, it's the meat that is our body. So, like, I get selling, maybe, but doing drugs, no, it's my body. I will choose to make my bad decisions, as I continue to have done so. It's the same where I don't like them, like, cap it off, like, the sodas and stuff. It's like, goddamn.
No, 100%.
I'm a goddamn human being. I will make my bad decisions.
It all started when we started rolling back the supersized menu at McDonald's and stuff. And you could, like, supersize
for
99
documentary.
Cents.
Yeah, documentary.
That fucking drunk.
That guy
he was like
drunk.
Just like a fucking raging alcoholic. It's like, my God.
Like, you have the liver of a man who drinks nothing but whiskey. And he was like, that's crazy. McDonald's did that?
Yeah. I can't believe it. These McNuggets. It's like, damn.
Super size is killing me. We watched that in health class.
Yeah, everyone did. Well, like, everyone thought it was like real.
Groundbreaking.
Like, we didn't question it, because like, we also wanted like.
If you're eating McDonald's at this point and think it's real food, that's on you.
I mean, where were we the other day where we're like, we could just go to McDonald's? And I was like,
we're in Astoria.
Point, yeah, it's
food,
like,
capital of New York.
When you're there and you're eating it like hot and fresh, it does feel like an exciting like delicacy almost.
It
because
gives you whatever, that euphoria, the
dopamine.
It definitely gives you dopamine.
Yeah.
The second the fries are cold,
it's awful.
You're going, what am I doing?
Not
what am I doing?
Oh, I'm an addict. I'm in like, it's like you're putting it.
And then every few months they do one thing where I'm like, Shamrock Shake's back.
Yeah,
the Shamrock Shake, the McRib. They know exactly when to bring everything back.
I feel like they did not bring back the McRib in New York this year.
Really?
Isn't it usually November?
I thought it was like in March they usually bring it back.
I could be wrong, Shannon. Get on it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, take it from me. Eating clean can be hard. Green Chef makes it easy. Green Chef sends pre-portioned ingredients, pre-made sauces, and recipes that you can easily follow. Skip the lines at the grocery store and the boring food prep. Green Chef have over 40 recipes to choose from each week, so there's always something new to try. Me and my chick actually did try it. They sent it over to us. We tried the calorie smart meal, and it was easy to make, and it was really, really good. She was super happy because she does a lot of the cooking, and she didn't have a lot of work to do. And I was happy because it was a delicious meal that came in the mail. Green Chef has tons of menu plans to choose from, like keto, calorie smart, protein packed, and plant based. So right now, go to greenchef.com, GREENCHEF.com/ Zugraza, ZOOGRAZA. That's right, Zugraza, and use that code Zugraza to get started with not just 50% off Green Chef, plus a free Graza olive oil set in your second and third boxes. This 50% offer is only available for a limited time, so don't wait. That's code Zugraza. ZOOGRAZA at greenchef.com/Zugraza. All right, check it out. Let me know what you think. Let's get back into the show.
I was always freaked out by the McRib.
If prisons serve McRib, fucking lock me up. Fucking.
By the way, that burger, in all fairness, little barbecue sauce.
Yeah, you put like
sauce.
A fucking sauce on top.
You can get through that.
They've shown like the McRib without like the sauce on it, and it looks terrifying.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
It's just that, but flatter.
Yeah, and so like, I bet if you put like a nice glaze over that prison burger,
I have made myself worse stuff.
Oh, 100%.
By my own volition.
What would you want? What would you want? Like fucking gruel, like Oliver Twist type shit.
And no offense, but like, how much worse is that than a hot dog?
Mm-hmm.
True.
Especially like when you like name off the parts in a hot dog and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what basically it's different. It was what? Grains, tomato paste, some turkey in there.
Yeah. High fiber. Like,
yeah, they're getting
like,
up shitting.
It's everything your body needs to sustain itself.
It just sounds like it's a puck of stuff to keep you full.
I say, like, look, you get that most meals out of the prison sentence. If you go a month without raping anyone in the shower, you know, maybe you get like a little, you get one cereal of your choice.
Yeah, sure. A snack pack.
Yeah, there
you
go.
What could be good is if you get like a bag of nachos from the commissary and then you take that puck burger and then crumble it up. Yeah. And then find some cheese whiz. Yeah. You got yourself some prison nachos. You do a walkie taco. Yes.
Yeah.
Have you seen like those YouTube videos where they're like, this is what I would eat in prison? And like, they'd explain like how they get like ramen packets and exchange it for like tuna and like they cook all that together. And
I've seen them make a deep fryer.
Yeah, I've seen him make all kinds of stuff.
Gio came on my pod and told me all about what he did.
Or how people make like burritos, but they make like 50 and then they sell them.
Nice, yeah.
Brilliant.
There's a whole like economy in there.
Shannon, do you want, we should make prison wine.
Yes.
On the show and then ferment it.
And just keep it in the Gas Digital toilet.
They only keep it in the toilet so that it's hidden. It doesn't need to be in the toilet is not part of the baking process.
I feel like we need to try to hide it from Ralph.
He's like, what are all these tasks doing in the basement?
You think he'll be mad we're making it?
No, I was kidding.
No, we need to hide it from Tom.
That's true.
Tom will fucking eat the bag.
No, we should do that.
All right, yeah. Shannon, get a good recipe for prison wine. And we'll make it a segment on the show.
Yeah.
It'll be ready for November, and then you can have a potluck.
Well, no, it should be ready for what month? What is it now?
It's January.
Yeah.
How long does it take?
Probably takes like a month.
Oh, Easter.
From that?
Maybe
Valentine's
less.
Day.
Yeah, maybe less. Shannon, bring up a good recipe for prison wine.
Get to stomp
now
it
I'm
on
interested.
The grates.
I used to do, me and my friends used to do like the bum bottle of vodka.
Yeah.
And you either put garlic cloves in it or hot Thai peppers, and you leave it in a cabinet for 2 weeks, and you make Bloody Marys with it.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, it says
I was like disgusted.
It says 3 days to 2 weeks. I found a little short here.
Boom.
You can share that.
Jorge?
Oh, how? Okay.
On Wednesday? I want to make prison wine, and we'll have it in 2 weeks.
All right,
prison.
Let's see.
Well, today I'm going to show you by trying it out myself. Luckily, I haven't found myself needing to do this, but figured it'd be a fun experiment.
All right, so you got the fruit cups.
Yep.
Okay.
So to make hooch or pruno, as they call it.
I already have that.
Already a sangria.
An apple,
yeah.
An orange.
I am making
some berries.
A beautiful fruit medley by mashing up some things that
one
might
find
in the cafeteria. Then they add what's called a kicker, which is just a small piece of fruit that's just started to rot. And while that sounds gross, it's important because it already has a well-established colony of wild yeast.
Oh.
In case you don't know, yeast consume sugars and create alcohol. And while all fruit has some level
of Jorge, you can do all this part.
The skin, the kicker just helps make sure that all the sugar in the fruit mash will eventually be
freaking gross.
And then I'm just adding some sugar packs. I'm not measuring anything because, let's be real, this is prison wine. So to prevent a fruity explosion, there needs to be a way for the gas to escape. As
so you gotta put a balloon
expands,
on
this
it.
Is achieved by either leaving the
rubber glove.
Or using something like a rubber glove or a balloon.
Or
a
condom.
This process is a lot less predictable and could take anywhere from a few days to a few months to ferment. But I'm gonna let this sit. See what happens. So stay tuned for the results. Have you ever wondered how they make?
All right.
Well, let's stay tuned for the results. Where's part two?
I think this would be a fun experience. Maybe we'll have Derek and Gio on.
Yeah, they can taste
prison wine.
And we'll do a prison wine taste test.
Prison wine.
Well, let's wait. Let's watch part two. Is he blind in part two? And he's like trying to navigate as a
new shot of the wall.
Yeah.
Bad news, guys.
Yeah. So I went blind. How do I adapt as an influencer with only four of my current senses?
I have a blind influencer. Have you seen the redhead girl? It's like, how does a blind girl?
No, that's not my algorithm.
Oh, she used to be in my algorithm all the time. Like, how does a blind girl make a cup of tea?
Oh.
And she has like a little device that shows when the tea is like about to hit the edge of the cup and it whistles.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
So cool.
And she's got like a reader, basically. And all the shit in her house has labels on it, and she can scan it and says what it is. But if I was her husband, I'd be switching those all the time.
All the time, baby.
I would be driving her nuts.
Yeah, take that, bitch.
There's that gay couple where one of them is blind.
Yes.
Yes. And he's always doing that.
He's like, I love my beautiful wife.
This isn't even the one I'm thinking of, but this is the same tip video.
Another fucking blindie.
How does a blind girl make a cup of tea? If it's not Yorkshire tea, then you can get in the bin. No need for a kettle, because they are for peasants.
Oh, God, that would fucking suck
course,
to be blind.
Of course, you can use a little indicator, because they are for blind people, but where's the fun in that? Pouring milk is always the trickiest part. So I came up with this ingenious hack.
No.
It gets the milk perfect every
no.
time.
I hate that.
Just don't tell Grant I've been doing this for the last 12 years. Anyone
Ew.
For tea?
That's disgusting.
Ew, you gross blind bitch.
Get out of here. No, make your spot of tea.
How do you make your husband's tea,
literally.
Pig?
I'm not a fucking baby bird.
Oh.
Like, I hate when people do that, when they're like, food influencers will do that. They'll like cut a piece of sausage or something and they'll use their teeth. It's so gross.
Like, here you go. They bite into it and they spit the other half for the person. Like, there you go. Like,
yeah.
Can I have the part that's not in your fucking mouth?
Oh, blindy, you gross bitch.
That's awful. What is happening to basic human decency of not being a fucking gross piece of shit on film? And I'm saying that looking like this.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, I'm thinking more about the Warden Burger. And to be honest with you, I don't feel bad at all.
I think we should make that. You should make that and the prison wine and have like a whole feast.
Oh, prison feast?
Yeah. The
Last
prison
supper.
Feast. Yeah.
Yeah, we do a spread.
Yeah. I'll smuggle some fucking Adderall in up my asshole.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Yes.
That's how we're doing it.
We'll make some shanks and stuff. Make a whole like arts and crafts thing
Smoke
for
spice.
It. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That would be, oh man, that's the move.
Happy holidays from Gas Digital.
Because like, honestly, I've gotten some burgers in my life that look that bad.
Mm. Yeah, like when you buy meat from Aldi's.
I got a burger from a Spanish place the other day where I got like rice and beans stuff and they had like just burgers. Like, I'll try their burger. It was $4. It was a $4 burger.
Oh.
If I've ever had one and not... Not a McDouble. I saw somebody the other day take a picture of how much smaller the meat has gotten over the years at fast food places.
Yeah.
And how, because I always thought, because I was a little kid.
Right. It felt bigger.
And that, yeah, just like my dad's dick.
No, but like the Big Mac is like fucking smaller.
I remember the meat coming over the bun. Like I remember the buns barely containing. And now it's like there's this little thing in there.
I felt like the Big Mac used to like have like a fucking presence too.
Yes.
You know.
Also, like if you order a Happy Meal to like save some money, like it used to just be the normal size burger. And now it's like an actual, it's like a slider now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like the toys fucking suck now too. Like that's like the biggest
toys
thing.
Do
like,
suck.
The dude, what like what? I'm not going to fucking play with this thing. Like what the like. They're like, now it's like little like decorations. Like they need to have a fucking
toy. Yeah, they don't
toy.
They
used to have
or anything.
A Dracula that popped out of the coffin and glowed in the dark.
Yeah, they used to have like, it's like, oh, look, it's just a regular hamburger toy. Not, it's actually a transformer. Look at it open up and become a transformer.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah, dude. Or like the fries that would like more.
Yeah.
Like the Transformers collaborations were always cool.
The Barbie Hot Wheels collab.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fire.
The big one. Well, because they said that's why Tim Burton got fired from Batman Returns. Well, he did not make the third Batman movie because of how dark Batman Returns was. And I think it was it Burger King or McDonald's?
Yeah, McDonald's had like all the cups
and
shit.
Well,
yeah.
No, McDonald's had the Batman Forever cups.
Oh, yeah. Who had the, was it Burger King?
I don't know. Whoever had Batman Returns was like, we cannot sell toys based off of this.
Like when it was like Danny DeVito vomiting blood.
Yeah, and Christopher Walken being electrocuted.
Yeah.
For trying to rape. Let's be honest.
Come on, just give me a kiss. That was a powerful scene.
It is crazy that, because, you know, that was supposed to make him into Two-Face.
Right. Oh, yeah. They were going to, because they had.
So when she burns him, they were going to say he lived and that half of him got burnt and they were going to turn, because originally that was going to be Harvey Dent. And then they changed it because Billy Dee Williams had to get paid out anyway when they made Batman Forever, because he had it in his contract from the first Batman that if anyone else becomes Harvey Dent, they still have to pay him.
I see.
He got paid and Marlon Wayans got paid out because he was supposed to be Robin.
Damn. Easy. Easy money.
See, I tell you this shit all the time and you're just not paying attention.
No, she still doesn't care.
I don't give a shit. I'm so sorry.
This is all me shit.
I'm trying.
And then they were going to do Batman Triumphant as number 4, and that would have had Jeff Goldblum as Scarecrow.
And they would have had like a Jack Nicholson as a Joker cameo.
Well, he's going to get sprayed with the Joker gas and revisit all the villains from the earlier ones. God, I love it.
I cared about Batman when Robert Pattinson became Batman because I'm a Twilight girl.
Okay. I didn't like Team those. Edward. They're too long. I didn't. I
liked it when Batman was being Batman. Like, I thought the fight choreography.
I
like
the
good.
Fact that he got his ass kicked a little.
Yeah, I like that. I didn't mind Patterson as Batman.
We were watching it, and I was like, does Batman have guns? And you're like, no.
No, that's pretty much his whole thing.
Yeah, it's like a cornerstone.
His parents were killed by gun.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed that in all the movies. It's like, pretty consistent.
Yeah,
a gun ruins his life. Yeah. That's why, because me and Mike Lawrence were the kind of nerds that were mad that Batman had a gun in the
Justice League shit. Yeah, Batman and like all this Zack Snyder stuff where he was like killing criminals.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
No, it was weird. Like, I mean, like, it's like, it's, and like, you know, it's like a lot of guys are like, you know, pro Snyderverse, but it was that, and like when Superman killed Zod, I was like, okay, that's a bit much.
And what a waste of Doomsday.
Oh, I know. What a waste of, like, Henry Cavill was, like, a decent Superman.
I think we're going to get him as Wolverine.
Yeah. That would be a good pivot, you know, as, like, something.
Because he had the cameo.
He likes all of that, because, like, he did Superman, then he did Witcher, and now he's doing, like, Warhammer shit.
Because he did the cameo in Deadpool Wolverine. I have a feeling we're going to get alternate version, because it's not gonna be Hugh Jackman forever.
No, it can't be.
I bet
they
be
probably
him.
Got him for like another 3 or 4 movies.
You know who they wanted to be Wolverine originally when they were putting the X-Men movie together?
Like originally in like 1999
or earlier than that?
Who?
Danzig. Wild, right?
That would have been fucking cool.
No, have you seen a Danzig movie?
No.
Oh boy. And I know bad movies, buddy.
Yeah.
Danzig stinks at movie making.
Damn.
Danzig should not be allowed near a camera.
Damn,
your barometer for bad movies is something. He really went off the charts on that.
His first movie, Veronica, which is based on one of his comic books, is so fucking... I know people that worked on it, and they said they would get to set, and he would just be like nailing the walls together, and like, you know... Somebody else is supposed to, like, you're the director.
He's bad at delegating.
And the cinematographer and the editor and composer. You should probably have somebody else nail the Halloween walls. Like, they're haunted house walls that he just nails to regular flats. One of the because it's an anthology movie, one of the stories is about a monster called the Neckbreaker. Uh-oh. It's supposed to be in France. They are very obviously in L.A. to the point where they go to like a movie theater that says Los Angeles Movie Theater. And there's a line that's like, the monster is called the Neckbreaker in French. Le Neckbreaker. And the costume of the Neckbreaker monster is obviously torn in the crotch.
No.
And I know people that worked on it and they went, hey, Glenn, if you look right here, there's a huge tear. You got to fix it or shoot around it. And he goes, we'll do it in post. Didn't touch it. She was a big ripped up monster suit. Oh boy, is that a bad movie.
Yeah.
And then the new one, he did another, like a Western, and it was torturous. There was no music in it. And that's all he can do.
Yeah.
He's like, I got to get away from that.
It was a fucking, oh. Who was, oh, the funniest, oh, who's, one of the guys from SNL had a small cameo in it. It really made me laugh. The guy that plays drums for Devo. Hey, guys, today's episode is brought to you by Small Batch Cigars. Simple, fast, small batch. Having cigars in the house is a sign of intelligence, affluence, and class. And Small Batch Cigar knows people like me aren't any of those things. So that's why they give us free shipping on every order. And almost every order comes within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry. It comes with that Bovita pack, so your cigars come super fresh. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly. So head on over to smallbatchcigar.com today, and most people click the new button first to shop the newest arrivals. Use our discount code GAS10, GAS10, to get 10% off that, plus your 5% rewards points. Check it out today, guys. Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Let's get back into the show.
Oh.
He plays drums for a bunch of bands. He's a drummer.
Oh, yeah. Fred Armisen.
Yeah, Fred Armisen. Yes, yes, yes. Fred Armisen is in like 30 seconds of it.
Oh.
And I know he was definitely like just like visiting someone on set.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you want to die real quick in this? Oh, boy. All right. Moving on. Shannon Doherty's ex challenges divorce settlement 2 years after Starr's death.
I saw that. Him. What a piece of shit.
Good for him.
Shannon.
Okay, so it looks like they actually signed the divorce papers on the day that she died. And then the judge signed off on it 2 days later.
So it's null and void.
But it's a posthumous divorce.
Yeah.
So but that's what he's using to try to overturn it. Because like there is another guy, Christopher Cortazzo. So he's the one that should have her estate. And so he's fighting it because of the timing.
I read the headline where someone was quoted saying all she wanted was to die a divorced woman.
Damn.
Yeah.
Knowing full well she won't get into heaven.
How about live cancer free?
Yeah, right.
I think that would have been a better shot.
We were past the point.
Yeah.
The cancer. But sometimes men can be as bad as cancer. So
nice. I'll take it.
You know, God, what a piece of shit.
She came into this world, my wife. She's leaving it, my wife.
That really, I mean, that is, you have to no longer care what people think about you for you to challenge your ex-wife's dying wish of
money,
not
money,
paying
money.
You out.
Yeah.
More like ex-ex-wife
now. And
she
was popular, too. Like, you know, people like Shannon Doherty. So.
Also, real quick, Chris Cortazzo is a real estate agent, but also her best friend.
Okay, so it wasn't a relationship. They weren't.
Not that's at least that's not what was ever brought to light. That's a lifelong friend.
It wasn't that fucking not Howard Stern, Howard Stern guy, Anna Nicole's best friend.
Yeah.
And then he got her estate, and he said they were together.
Yes.
And that he was possibly the father or some of the kid.
But it's confirmed that he's not the father.
No.
That blonde guy.
Yeah. That was a nightmare.
That was.
Because then her son died. Well, her son died first, right?
And then she died of a broken heart because her son died.
Damn.
What about her lesbian assistant?
Oh, I miss her. That was such a good show.
That was... prime
Anna Nicole, she's so outrageous.
That was prime trash.
Really was.
Joe, were you a faggot like me?
No.
E-channel, baby.
I just watched Scott Baio is 40 and dating.
That was a little later.
That's a little after.
Yeah.
That was the only thing I ever got into.
I was super into The Surreal Life.
Yes, I love The Surreal Life.
I mean, one of the most rewardingly bad shows.
We were just talking about Bridget Nielsen.
Yeah.
She was on there.
Yep, yeah, Bridget Nielsen, Flavor Flav.
She married Flavor Flav.
Ron Jeremy.
Pre-ruining his legacy.
In the middle.
Yeah, in the throes of it, if anything.
China.
Yep.
And, of course, just to bring it up, Mini Me.
Oh,
Vern Troyer. Have you seen Vern Troyer on it?
Well, he got fucking wasted.
Wasted.
He would get like wasted, and he had like a little rascal. It was like an RC car.
Shannon, can we watch Vern Troyer peeing in the corner on his rascal?
Talk about Hot Wheels. Oh my God, that was so funny.
Oh.
he really just had the Austin Powers movie. He thought he was going to be like a breakout star like Peter Dinklage.
There is another movie he's in. Harlan Williams, what's the space movie Harlan Williams is in?
Oh, Rocket Man?
He's the monkey when the monkey's not in the spacesuit.
That's so funny.
I believe he's a couple little, he's little people in a few things. Because, before we watch, my chick and I were trying to figure out the hierarchy, the little person hierarchy.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously Dink up top.
Yeah.
I would say 1A, Warwick Davis.
Uh-huh. I feel like...
I mean, I think Warwick Davis is cooler.
Yeah, I feel like he's
and more
like
noble.
The elder, right? The grandfather.
I would say the little
so
guy.
So would he be S tier and then
I think
Dink is 8 and A?
I think so.
There were a surprising amount of little people in the Seinfeld show.
Yeah.
Like the bearded guy that did scenes with Kramer.
Phil LaFonda? No, I'm thinking of the other one. So,
but he was also in that because he was also in Bad Santa.
Yes.
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 Well, no, that's Tony Cox. is the black midget.
Okay. Who was also in Bad Santa.
Who's in Bad Santa. Then you have Wee Man.
From Jackass.
Yeah.
Vern Troyer goes up there.
Yeah.
And then the one I go with is, Shane, can you look up real quick, Phil LaFonda? I want to say it's LaFonda. He's, whenever you see him in a movie, you go, oh yeah, the other one.
Yeah.
He looks like a tiny Lionel Richie.
And what about the greatest little person ever and our personal friend, Brad Williams?
Brad Williams goes on. I put Brad Williams at a solid B.
Yeah.
Solid Not B. Dink. Yeah. But I put Brad Williams and Wee Man adjacent. Shan, did I get that name right?
I don't think so.
Damn it.
What was he from?
Troll. I think he was on Sabrina the Teenage Witch. He's in a ton of Full Moon movies. But he's also like one of those guys. What was that?
I'm looking it up, but it's Phil Fondacaro.
That's Phil Fondacaro. Thank you. Now, when you see him, you're going to go, oh, that's the other one.
Yeah, that's the one. Hold on.
He looks like he should be on Full House.
There you go. Yeah, that was her cousin in Sabrina the TJ Witch.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That one. He's the troll in Troll.
Oh. Okay.
And a bunch. He's in a ton of Full Moon movies. He's got like a deep resume.
Oh, Bordello of Blood. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because when you look up all these little people actors, they were all Ewoks. Dude.
Yeah.
It's like they scoured the earth for midgets.
Nice. Every single one.
And they're like, you're a fucking teddy bear in this motherfucker.
Life nice, before dude. AI.
You're going to be like, you're going to wear like this hot, uncomfortable teddy bear suit while we're in like just like the forest area in the summer. Just
getting the fucking teddy bear.
Yeah.
All right. Can we watch Mini-Me pissing in the corner?
He's cool. He looks like a little mini Vin Diesel right there.
Yeah.
Mini Vin.
I'm not sure if you can actually see him pee. It just says drunk and crash.
Yeah, I think he starts pissing around here.
How much did he have to drink to get to that level?
About a thimble.
Yeah.
Is that Dennis Rodman?
It's Coolio. You racist.
Oh, Coolio.
Joe cannot place famous people ever.
It's like Christmas. Wow, look out!
Doesn't look like he's gonna fall in.
Yeah, it's like a Roadrunner type thing where he goes through and like Coolio's like, wait a minute, I'll go through. Smashes into the door.
He goes through and then Coolio smashes behind him. There was one where he's just pissing in the corner. He's going,
He's just like blackout. And that's when like all the tabloids are like, oh, is this the new party animal in Hollywood? It's like, no.
He had a sex tape.
He did,
yeah.
Is that the worst one? Is him or Fred Durst?
Ooh, there's a lot of bad ones.
There's the Kid Rock and lead singer of Creed sex tape.
You're lying to me, Joe.
No, I swear to God. Shannon, pull it up.
Creed has a sex tape?
Yeah, the lead singer of Creed and Kid Rock had a sex tape.
And a girl?
Yeah, with like a woman.
Okay. I don't like, believe
were,
you. How have I
hand,
never heard of this show?
Hand to God. Scott Strapp.
Stapp.
Stapp, yeah.
Stapp.
It's a Stapp. He uses a Stapp on.
Staph infection. Yeah, Scott Staph infection.
Shannon, have you heard of that?
No. So far, I see that Scott Stapp filed a lawsuit to block the release of a sex video involving himself, Kid Rock, and four women.
Son of a bitch.
He really is a rock star. That's amazing.
Son of a... There had to be so much blow there.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. Well, God bless. Yeah. So,
and I just love that there's like who thought to take out the video camera? Like, we have to document
It's probably
this.
Like how
Kid
like
Rock.
A lot of celebrities are also like, I don't want you to use like an accusation that it wasn't consensual or something. So I filmed every sexual interaction I've had with everyone.
All right. So what's the sex tape genealogy? We'll go back. So I guess the first ones that were famous were the guy from he was like a game show host.
I thought the first one was because Thomas Edison released the video. Like the first one is him just like aggressively jerking off into the camera, and he had a bunch of people, and they all ran out of the room because they thought he was actually jerking off in front of it.
Maybe his famous people once. Yeah.
I'm the first one I remember.
Hogan's Heroes, the guy was from, I think, and he had sexy. But Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe? That's right. Rob Lowe had a. It was like those were prostitutes, weren't they?
I think we might have been underage.
That's right. Oh God, yeah, because like he had to step away for a while.
Yeah.
Now he's back, baby.
Yeah, they had to let he had to do like a little bit of a career reset. No, it was Hugh Grant that had the prostitute, and it was
Divine
like
he
was
Brown.
With Elizabeth Hurley at the time. And they were like, why are you doing this? Yeah.
So Rob Lowe was big then. I guess it's all tape trading at the time.
I mean, like you get.
So then is it Pam after that?
The Pam Anderson one was like.
It was Pam and Tommy, but then there was Pam and Brett Michaels.
Mm-hmm. And there was also Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding had a sex tape. And then you go. Kardashian? No, Paris was first.
Paris was first.
I had Paris on DVD.
One Night in Paris, yeah.
One Night in Paris.
Because she like answered the phone in the middle of sucking his dick.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan had the sex tape. Yeah.
Hogan. Am I missing anybody? Oh, R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. I mean.
Dustin Diamond.
Gross. Yeah,
but Dustin Diamond, it was.
I don't think it counts as they release it.
Because it was like a produced porn.
Exactly. And that's always
what I'm
saying.
Farrah Abraham doesn't count.
Yeah, exactly. Because
that's James Dean. I know. I've seen him fuck too much.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Gene Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Am I missing anybody then?
Did you say Colin Farrell?
No, I didn't know there was a Colin Farrell.
Well, Ray J was with Kim.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah. And then there's...
At the time, Ray J was bigger, too.
Oh, yeah. He was very popular.
And then I feel like... another rapper chick. I don't know. Okay. Did we miss anybody big, Shannon?
Fred Durst, did you say him?
Yep, I remember that one. That seemed like he released it himself, though.
Just like no one, he released it, no one cared.
And then the rumor was Chelsea Handler, but that was just a funny prank.
She would.
Well, in her old reel that she would send to people, she had put in like she was recording over it, and it was a shot of her getting fucked from behind, like fake.
Fake.
But it looked like they had accidentally edited some of her sex tape into her reel. And it like didn't show that she was like holding her boobs with the guy behind her.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But it was very funny.
Yeah.
I'm trying Don't to think get any ideas, babe.
Hey, listen. And if it is, it's Vern Troyer.
Yeah.
That's got to be tough to be the chick in the Vern Troyer video.
Oh, man.
I know. But, you know, luckily, I don't remember her. You know?
But
the girl... Who was less classy, Rock of Love bitches or Flavor of Love bitches?
Well, that, I don't know.
Flavor of Love.
No.
Yeah, because
nobody shit on the floor in Rock of Love.
Yes, yeah. God, they were
But I
so
felt
good.
Like, I felt.
Rock of Love was pretty porn heavy, though.
But yeah. I feel like Rock of Love, like, those girls really did love him, though.
He was screwing all of them. Like, I don't think Flav was.
I feel like Flav of Love, people were like, oh, this is just
Brett
a fun
Michaels
little
was.
Thing.
Yeah.
But I think Rock of Love, they were actually trying
and
to
I
get
think
married.
And he was married, wasn't he?
He was like, no, I think it was like he had like this like long term girlfriend, but he was like, we ain't nothing official type shit, you know?
Yeah.
Because I don't think Flav really dated any of them.
Not really.
No.
I mean,
no.
His heart belonged to Brigitte.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Come on. He could never love again.
Hey guys, today's show is brought to you by Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. Guys, there's only one place on earth to be getting your Kratom from, and it's YoKratom.com. If you don't use Kratom, don't start on my account. But if you do, stop going to smoke shops, gas stations, places like that, and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60. Yo Kratom has the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here. And there's no promo code needed. Why? It's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. Check it out today, guys. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into the show. Dude, Rocky and Flavor Flav. That's a resume.
That's a banger.
So good. What's funny about Rock of Love's run, there were multiple seasons of both of them, but then Brett Michaels had the tour bus one,
mm-hmm.
which was like, we're going on the road and I have to date all these women on the road. And those girls were trashy. At those beat, the Rock of Love on the road girls, way trashier than any of the
I feel
of Love
like
girls.
As those shows progressed,
yeah,
they got increasingly bottom of the barrel women.
Yeah.
Like some of the top, like the first season, like they were like, you know, I'm a mom.
Yeah.
Some of them did porn.
I'm a hairdresser.
Porn. Some of them did porn. But some of them were civilians.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I just watched a clip of, I think it was Big Brother UK. With do you know about this? With David Bowie's wife?
Mm.
So I guess one of David Bowie's partners was in the house.
Oh, I did see this. Yeah.
But then, was it David Sedat? There's a famous David that was on the show, and he was an older guy, and he was sick. And they were trying to tell David Bowie's ex-wife that he died.
Yeah.
But they just heard David died. And they thought the guy on the show dropped dead. And it was New York, Tiffany Pollard from Flavor of Love, flipping the fuck out.
Oh, my God. Because
she thinks there's a dead body in the house.
I love her.
Are you guys watching Traitors?
Of course.
Kelly is.
I'm an episode behind.
Oh, okay. What do you think about the whole... Do you know all about Colton Underwood's lore?
No, tell it to me.
So he is on Traitors right now. He was on The Bachelor as The Bachelor.
Uh-huh.
And actually later on came out as gay. And so he's like a fully gay man now.
Oh, good.
But after he picked the girl on The Bachelor, I didn't watch the season or anything, but I know all of this. So... I guess they had a breakup or something. He stalked her and then did that thing where he got like a burner phone and would text her like crazy stuff and texted himself crazy stuff as well, like that mom from that documentary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he put a tracker on her card too. So everyone was just like, oh. And so he came out as gay after all of that to like kind of like clean the slate.
Yeah, yeah.
And now he's on
the old Spacey.
Yeah, the Spacey. Yeah, the Spacey defense.
Do the Spacey maneuver.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, so now that he's on Traitors, it's like more and more people are talking about it and it's coming out more. And yeah, I don't know.
I want to look that up. Thank you very much.
Yeah, for sure.
The second I knew Ron Funches was on it, I was so in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Ron.
I don't like the way they're treating my boy.
I don't like that. I mean, do you know how unlikable Michael Rapaport has to be? That he
it's
punched
awful.
Ari Shaffir. And people took Ari's side.
Michael Rapaport looks like he's wearing a mask of himself.
Yeah.
Like
the idea, and I say this as someone who greatly respects and admires Ari. He's a sociopath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to take his side.
It's very difficult to have sympathy for Ari, a man who has just gone through his life causing chaos. And when Michael hit her out, when Rapport hit him, everyone was like, what a dick.
What did he hit him over?
I think Ari brought up his domestic violence charges.
To have that be brought up and then hit somebody.
Yeah, it's
like
not a good sign.
Wild defense. Yeah.
Now I understand why he's always got that burn on his lip. That's not herpes. That's how he eats. He
puts the pole.
Dude,
I saw the
bowls on the... Shannon, that's driving me nuts.
It's crazy.
Michael Rapaport eating is my new least favorite thing.
Yeah.
It was like... It's like
he eats like a child.
Like a bowl of soup. Like he was like eating like he would eat soup.
It was... Shannon, do you know what we're talking about?
Yes, I do, because I can't stand human beings that eat in such a way.
In such a way.
Yeah,
you know, that's something Shannon sits and stews over.
Yeah.
In such a way. Well, that's how Trump drinks water too.
That's
crazy.
That's insane.
It's like a prison inmate.
He's chewing.
He has
the
a
plate.
Wife.
It's like, good lord! It's like he was like held hostage by Hamas for an unknown amount of time, and finally
he's
got
chewing
to eat
the
food.
Plate. That's fucking bananas.
That's so wild.
I hate him.
He acts in a way where like I start to feel bad because there's so much to just rag on him for. But
I guess maybe it's strategy.
Yeah.
No, there is no strategy. That is exactly who he is. Like how he kept harping on the shield thing. And it's like
they were having a completely different conversation.
Completely different conversation. And like,
I just thought we were going to have a meeting about the shield because maybe I deserved. That's like, dude, I asked, what do you want for breakfast?
All of the people on the show are like, is this a strategy? Like, is he a traitor? Because this is insane. No, he's just a fucking annoying, like, Yenta. Like, he's just so annoying.
Yenta is much nicer than what I was going to say. I was going to say Zionist scum. But hey, tomato, tomato. Potato, pancake. All right. So I frequently get fooled by the internet. We've learned on the show that I am a sucker. And so here's what fooled Zach this week. Mia Khalifa dating Rowan Atkinson.
I saw that photo. I could only wish.
She should be so lucky.
You know what? I had to look it up. I had to snope. Now I snopes it before I send it to Shannon. And I had to get it. But
it was just too fun. I was like, it's not real because it's too fucking funny. Just the idea of like Mia Khalifa just like showing her asshole. And then Mr. B's like, oh.
He said ace.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, Rowan Atkinson rules.
I love him.
He is a baller. If he has, I believe, and I could be wrong, the world's largest collection of Jaguars.
Whoa.
The car, not the cat.
He's not Mr. Bean.
And there's only like 12 episodes of Mr. Bean.
What is there, like 6 episodes of Blackadder?
Yeah, something like that. It's like, yeah, it's just so, like, there wasn't an ounce of fat in any of the 6. So like everything is just so good and timeless.
I like, because he also, he does the British pronunciation of Jaguar.
Jaguars.
I drove a Jaguar. So it's just goofy as Mr. Bean being like, I have the world's largest collection of Jaguars.
He was also the voice of Zazu in The Lion King.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, he's got money.
Yeah, it's also like he has like a good voice. It's just his most famous role is ironically enough him just doing just like, you know, body
Charlie
language
Chaplin.
Stuff.
Dude, can you look up Shannon Rowan Atkinson drumming?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen this?
Yeah, no. He's fucking good.
He is, I guess you would call it clowning.
Well, I mean, it's like the same with
Pee Wee Herman.
Well, to go back earlier with Fred Armiston, it's like a lot of it is rhythm. So that translates well to comedy, too. A lot of it's like timing, being able to keep rhythm and, you know, being able to concentrate and build. You know?
Yeah, he does this like this drumming mime bit that is so like.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, you can, we're halfway through it.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so simple.
Yeah. And, like, anyone can understand it.
Yeah, that's why I think Mr. Bean's so popular.
Yeah.
Like, not that they speak a different language, but like hood people be like, "Oh, Mr. Bean, that's funny as shit."
And also, like, just his expressions too, because he just has like funny. His eyes are very good at expressing things.
I will argue Rat Race is a much funnier movie than it is given credit for.
Oh, it's a very 100%. Good
movie. If it did not end with be the third movie that year to end with Smash Mouth playing All-Star.
But you know what? It's even better now.
It's very funny.
It's also like
that they crash a Smash Mouth concert.
And like, no spoiler alerts, but like, I feel like the ending is like the best possible ending to that type of movie, too. It's like so good, and it was, I don't know. God damn, I want to watch Rat Race now, about it.
We have to watch the original.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
We can watch the good one with Seth Green.
No, the original is It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, right? Okay.
Oh.
There's a bunch of good people in Rat Race.
It was also like Cannonball Run was similar to that
kind
one.
Kind of. Dude, yeah. John Lovitz crashing the fucking Hitler car into the World War II thing.
That's when I first heard the term prairie dogging.
Oh, yeah.
I'm dad. You got to hurry. I'm prairie dogging over here.
Fuck, that is a good movie.
It's a great one.
Is
yeah.
A good movie.
Well, and then, like, that one character, he got his tongue pierced, so he didn't have any lines throughout the entire movie. It's like.
Barinholtz, right?
Yeah.
There's two Barinholtzes, right? Ike and another one. I think they were both on Mad TV.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Like, he and Peele are on Mad TV. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that second wave. That's like. There's the Mad era that you think of with like Artie Lang and like Nicole Sullivan and like Bill Lamar and shit. And then like it kind of went away and then it came back a little bit. It kind of got that reset. And then it was like Bobby Lee and Brian Callen.
Will Sasso.
Yeah, Will Sasso. Yeah.
That was the era I watched.
Yeah.
Who? Dude, some Mad TV guys, I can't, like, dude, Miss Swan would not fly.
No.
Miss Swan, I think, what is it? The boy, what's his name?
Stewart?
Stewart.
Yeah, Stewart, I feel Stewart. Like would be. Just
I mean, Stewart was very similar, I feel like, to Mike Myers' hyperactive kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simon.
No, Simon was the British kid. So, hello,
oh, the one with, that would be tied up to the, and then like yeah. try to run as far
My
as.
My mom says I can't have chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like.
It was him and Nicole Kidman.
They wouldn't be able to make fucking sketches, you know, and not to sound like all boomery again, but like when you compare like the sketch from like the 90s to a sketch now.
I mean, there's.
Are you. That's my white mama?
Don't make me break my foot off in your ass.
Have you ever seen Artie tell about the good Will Smith sketch he pitched?
I don't know.
Shannon, I'm so sorry. It's him on Stern, and he says we pitch, and I think Norm's on it. He goes, we pitched a sketch called Good Will Smith. Dude, this makes me laugh so hard because the thought that he even had to pitch it. And then I remember who wrote on that show, which means he pitched this to Patton and David Cross.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
In, like, their most, like, we are San Francisco comic kind of, like, or, you know, whatever, like, Chad.
You know,
what was your thing? Goodwill Smith? How'd that one go?
I was just, it's
on Mad TV, they would often
like
two things.
I pitched a thing called Goodwill
Smith.
Goodwill Smith. All right. He worked at an all black college, and you know, the the problem on the blackboard that no one could solve was 2 + 2. Then Will Smith plays a janitor who puts a 4, and they go, who solved them? It took the professors 8 years to figure this one.
This is the best part.
They rejected it. They said it was like racist.
just the way he's...
Like, yeah, he said it was like racist or whatever.
He's like, yeah, I don't know. Something about a beer. It's like, I don't know why. I love it. Oh, God damn.
Dude, they did a great, didn't they do the Die Hard meets Woody Allen?
Oh, I haven't heard. I didn't see that one.
It was like Woody Allen has to like stop like in the middle of a recital or something. They did like a brutal Woody Allen sketch.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Damn, they had some.
Yeah,
there's some TV was, really good things in Mad TV.
Looking back on, is this
it? Is this it?
Let's do it.
Somewhere in the heart of Manhattan,
one tower
before Thanksgiving break, an exclusive girls' school housing 300 daughters of the world's most powerful leaders is taken over by a team of cracked international terrorists.
Dude, this is insane.
Uh-oh. Brian Callen, baby.
Uh-oh.
Watch out. Now. Our demands are simple. Brian Callen tells you to do something, you do it.
What they didn't expect was Al B. Mellish, the clarinet teacher.
You just want to move your hands up and down on the shaft.
That's David Herman, right?
I think so.
The guy that was Michael Bolton in Office Space.
Break
Bruce Willis. Yippee-ki-yo-kite. Welcome to the party.
Crimes, misdemeanors, and payback.
So fucking funny.
So
we'll tickle your funny bone before breaking it into 17 pieces. They've got him cornered, but not outwitted.
You didn't expect to stop us, did you?
Jew? Did you say Jew? I distinctly heard you say Jew. I'm surrounded by a bunch of anti-Semitic, neo-Nazi, Euro-trash, ponytail-wearing terrorists here. But it wouldn't give her a large sock of horse manure.
All right. Thank you, Chad. I just... Classic. Oh, fuck.
That goes on for 10 more minutes.
Yes. All right. Well, we're going to end on this. Woman forced to publicly apologize to cheating husband becomes social media sensation. Shannon.
Good. Finally, some justice.
So this happened in China. A woman discovered that her husband was cheating on her with a female colleague for the last 5 years.
Did he know?
Did he know he was cheating on her?
Yeah, just maybe he thought it was
her. Yeah, same one.
She took revenge on both of them by exposing their affair online, along with evidence she had gathered against them, as well as their names and personal information on social media. It was her way of blowing off steam, but her actions had repercussions. The husband and mistress who were all the mistress is also married, filed a defamation lawsuit against her and won. And as part of the ruling, a judge ordered the cheated on woman to publicly apologize to her husband and his lover for 15 consecutive days.
Hell yeah.
So she had to post it online
China,
and keep it up.
China, oh, China. Yeah,
but she turned it around, and she includes in some of the clips how he wasn't paying for child support and the things that she bought for the girl. And now she has millions and millions of views on Instagram. So who is laughing now?
Probably nobody, because they're like Chinese.
Yeah, it's Chinese.
It does sound like a deeply American story.
And
like,
yeah, it does. Yeah.
Do you even have shit on, like, can you even, like, have Instagram in China? I thought they outlawed
it. It's a different thing that they call it.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's like, yeah, they're not on Facebook either, right?
Yeah.
My friend just got back from China. And he's like, sorry, I got to delete Instagram off my phone for a month.
Crazy.
He was touring. He's like, yeah, if they open up my phone in customs, yeah, I have Facebook. It's going to be a bunch of shit, so I got to delete all the shit off my phone.
Nuts.
Damn. Fuck that.
He also had he's a wrestler. He had a wrestle in jeans and a long sleeve t-shirt with gloves because he has tattoos.
Oh, shit.
Man, I couldn't imagine not having the Facebook app on my phone. I decompress by seeing the hometown fights.
Oh, yeah.
I live for the hometown Facebook group. I'm getting into fights there all the time. He asked me why I'm all riled up, and I'm like, I'm fighting these idiots.
I've been blocked by the vast majority of the people from my hometown that disagreed with me.
Yeah.
Either for just, you know, hard opinions I have, like don't murder black people in the street like animals.
Uh-huh.
Okay, one time was on me. One time I really earned it. I got a bunch of people to block me. A guy who, let's say, antagonized me growing up. He was a couple years older, but really just always had fucking shit, always shit talked me. One time in the morning, I was walking somewhere and he followed me with his car, throwing shit and pretending like he was going to run me over. He died. And I posted like,
hell gained another angel.
No, it was like, when I was growing up, this guy used to fuck with me every day, belittle me, call me homophobic slurs. You know, one time to the point where he acted like he was going to run me over and was throwing shit at me out of his car. And I just wrote, that guy died. And that was it.
Yeah.
I didn't write, ha, 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 good. Oh, boy. Did I? And then I just went to sleep. Mistake.
It's like Kathy Griffin with the Trump head.
Oh, dude. I woke up to fucking death threats. You know, because apparently they all were getting back from the funeral when I posted it.
And they were all wasted.
Yeah.
Pissed drunk after the repast.
And I wrote back, hey, if you know, like if you're that confident that that's who this is, that's also on you.
Yeah. You stand by that guy.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a bunch of shit, like people threatening to set my house on fire stuff. And then I believe I said something along the lines of, I would tell you to go fuck your dead friend in the mouth, but the coroner sewed it shut already. Really lost a lot of...
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it. What are you going to do?
It's your hometown, dude. You don't want to be a...
I'd rather them block me.
Yeah, you don't want to be a hometown hero.
And it's like, it's not that I'm opposed to having people in my social media who I disagree with. I have Lonnie. But I also just don't want to, like, engage with the dumbest human beings I ever met just because we popped out of our mom's pussies in the same town.
We shared a zip code on our first driver's license.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah. Joke's on them. I've never had a driver's license.
Yeah, dude.
All right. I think we're going to call it there. Thank you so much to my wonderful guests, Joe Gorman and Kelly Taylor. Please listen to Super Sally Joe's. Please listen to I Feel Fat Today. And thank you guys so much. We will be back on Wednesday here on the Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico. Whoa, whoa.
Zach Amico. Whoa.